presentation, 20th of March, patient Elizabeth Batts, B-A-T-T-S, date of birth 2/9/1965. Elizabeth Batts was seen for an evaluation of possible thyroid dysfunction, paragraph. She's had problems with sleep and weight despite normal diet and exercise, and has intermittent palpitations. Previous blood tests have shown positive thyroid antibodies, paragraph. She's had no periods for about 8 years, paragraph. Past history significant for IBS and foot surgery, paragraph. Family history is negative for thyroid disorders, paragraph. Social history, she works in the post office and no longer smokes cigarettes, paragraph. General review, it's unremarkable, apart from weight loss of about 20 pounds, but now stable, period. A total of 12 systems were evaluated, paragraph. On examination, weight 135 pounds, with a BMI 24, pulse 72 per minute, period. The thyroid gland was palpable, with the left lobe more easily felt and slightly painful on examination, period. There was no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The Hudson and other lobes were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, period. Paragraph. I reviewed recent lab tests, which include sedimentation rate of 20, comma, upper limit of normal, comma, thyroglobulin antibodies positive, comma, microsomal antibodies present in low titer, and TSH 1.07, comma, normal, period, paragraph, impression. Possible resolving subacute thyroiditis in a patient with possible Hashimoto's thyroiditis, paragraph. Because her neck is slightly tender, comma, I recommend observation for now with a follow-up visit in about 3 months, period. Paragraph. Ultimately, comma, an ultrasound of her thyroid gland will be performed, and if a nodule is identified, comma, a fine needle aspiration biopsy will be performed, comma, hopefully when her neck is no longer tender, period, paragraph, end of dictation.